day.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say but it's okay.
And good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Recorded live on tape at Danger Studios in beautiful Coral Springs, Florida. And now, here's today's host for the show, Doggy Almeida and Peter Letta.
Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own, you're in the street.
Guys, what's up, man? Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. This is Dougie Almeida along with my co-host today, as usual, here on a Thursday morning, Peter Leonard.
Oh, man. You know, this song just gets me going. I wish I could wake up every day listening to this. You do.
I do, well, because I wake up, roll out of bed, and come here and put the headset on.
You know, I wish I could set my alarm clock, too. Remember in, what was it, Groundhog Day, Bill Murray, right. He woke up to that same goddamn song every morning. Well, what song was it? If you can tell me that, I'll let you blow me. Go ahead.
Oh, in that case, no. I don't know.
Now, do you remember the song?
I have no idea.
I think it was Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. Mm. I'm pretty sure it was I Got You, Babe.
Hey, didn't Cher get in trouble recently for bad-mouthing Sonny, like saying he was an evil guy or something like that? You remember hearing about that?
No, I mean, she cried like a baby at that, you know, publicly at that, you know, tribute to him and all that shit at his funeral. She made an embarrassment of herself after throwing him out and going out with younger guys. You know, yeah, banging everybody in town from Greg Allman to like whoever.
Yeah, she went on a rock and roll thing, didn't she?
Boy, she was on a tear, man.
But did you see her on Dancing with the Stars? She was on there, and there was a whole Cher tribute thing, you know?
No, I didn't see that. I don't watch.
There is one joke I like from Kirk Meadows, and he tells a joke that he goes, if I can turn back time, I wouldn't have bought that Cher CD.
If I could turn back time.
Yeah, well, and that's about the same reaction Kirk Meadows gets when he tells the joke.
Yeah, God damn, you know what? If you could understand him, half of you know, I don't know what it is, man. That's almost like I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to slander the guy. You know, well, I like him personally. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Kirk
he's
Meadows
a very nice
funny
man.
Guy.
But I
think
funny?
He's been hanging around AZ too long.
Wow, what happened to him, man?
AZ's around. That guy's always around.
He did your show, your comedy showcase last week
at your
restaurant, by the way. I loved it. Yeah. What a great place to see comedy. I sat at the bar.
Listen, let me tell you something. What? It's the hottest room
in
South Florida.
How professional is that stage, the sound, the lights, the fucking
and
mic?
Can you imagine?
Everything.
We're going to shoot my TV show there.
I hope so.
I guess I can't name it Late Night with Dougie, because I'm sure Letterman would get pissed if I actually...
No.
Use that. It'd have to be something like Up Late with Dougie.
He wouldn't care.
Right? Wake Up Late. Now we can say Up Late
be
with
up
Dougie.
Late or Be Up Late.
Up Late with Dougie.
Or Be Up or...
Fuck the B, man. Just be Up Late.
How about Let It Be?
Yeah, okay.
And then we could play Let It Be as the music. Yeah, you can rip off the Beatles twice.
Yeah.
Let It Be with Dougie. I love that. Let It Be, Let It Be. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with the fact we're going to be on at 2 in the morning. Stay tuned for that, by the way.
2 o'clock.
But get back to the Wise Guy Comedy Show at Tavolino Della Nona's in Coral Springs.
Yes.
Another great show last night. Steve Marshall, the headliner.
Oh, he's
out of New York. People are wondering, how are you getting these guys here? You know why? Because people like me.
I wouldn't.
You know, I recently dealt with a couple.
I don't necessarily believe
I've recently
that.
Dealt with some people in our business, and, you know, these are people that are far along, more along than I am, and, you know, and they were giving me shit, and somebody told me today, he's like, what's the matter? Somebody's giving you shit. Why is somebody giving you shit? You're the most professional person to deal with. And I told them who they were, and I went, "Oh, I gotcha."
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? How would you feel if you had a reputation of being that person that's just an asshole, or is just somebody that just, you know, is so how do you? I can't even put a word to it. It's like, what the fuck, man? Lighten up, you know?
Yeah, lighten up. They don't have that in their vocabulary, man. Mm.
You mind taking care of that in the break? I need you here. You know what I'm saying? Last week, the other day of the show, when Clayton was here, Clayton Fleming was here, you were just going nuts. You were on fire. Now you're sitting here like somebody roofied you.
What are you talking about? I'm going to go crazy? Then you'll tell
no,
me.
No, no, no.
Then just, I'm interrupting you. Yeah, again, well, which I do constantly anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever,
hey, by the way, did I tell you about
to the replay?
Did,
by listen, the way.
Hey, this, here's something funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went to the grand opening of this restaurant two nights ago that you should have come to, man, because it's your type of joint. These are Brooklyn guys. These are Brooklyn guys, you know?
Right.
Italians, real Italians. Chef Louis and Johnny.
Right.
But the whole thing was, and you got to see a social situation where everything's free. You have no clue how people come out of the woodwork for shit that's free. And then they complain about it because it's not enough, or it wasn't here on time, or I waited for this, or
what are you saying?
Those guys over there, because these guys were passing around tons of food.
So it's a grand opening to a restaurant, so they're handing out different
sample
dishes.
And by the way, open
bar. And people complain. You're saying people fucking complain.
This woman, listen to this.
Oh, woman complaining.
Oh, Christ. Oh, here's a typical, I had a fight at the bar with this older, and she's not, you know, she heard me say older. If she probably was my age, but looked like 10 years older because made up, and her hair was so red that it was almost, you know, violent. She looked like Woody fucking Woodpecker.
Right.
With this, your wife will tell you, this teased
hair. I like you on those cartoons in the morning.
Yeah, this teased hair and shit. So she walks up. There's a completely open bar. Now, Svedka is not a bad vodka.
It's decent.
Okay. And that's
not top shelf, but it's.
Well, no, but it's also, guess what it was? Free. So so here's the deal. The Svedka was free. They had their house. This is their house. If you walk in and just need to order a vodka and grapefruit, that's what they give you.
Right.
Most people in a nice place, you order, you're a brand guy, right? Do you order a Grey Goose? A Kettle One? Do you order, right, correct. So we're brand people. Okay, but for a grand opening.
And for other people, that's just top shelf generally.
Right, exactly. So this woman walks up. She's with some, you know, I assume to be her husband. And she barrels her way.
Some poor soul.
Now, if she came up to just my throat, you can see, I believe, how short she was. So here she is. She's already got that Napoleonic complex that I have. She bolts up to the bar, elbows her way in, you know, gives me
gives you a fucking push.
Right. Okay. Muscles me out of the way. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Was she an old lady?
She was about my age. See, you weren't paying attention. Do me a favor, please.
I'm just trying to remember your voice, how old she was, because you're making it sound like she's 80.
Well, because a Jew at 40 sounds like she's 80.
Yeah, she can actually.
You know, when I did fear from Long Island.
I am Martha. I just graduated high school.
Right. And I didn't forget it. There's smoke.
Yeah,
me boy, what's his name? Who gives about the free.
Peter Fogle.
Yeah, with the free. But that's true. So, anyway. So this broad pushes her
away. So she bullies her ass to the bar.
Yeah, and she says, I want a vodka and something. So the bartender's nice girl, very nice.
Right.
She says.
Begins to serve.
She said, and this guy I was with, my friend Scott from work, goes, opens his big mouth, goes, it's house vodka, it's Svedka, and it's pretty good. So she starts in on him. I don't drink it. I want my Grey Goose. And so.
Right.
And so the bar says, well, you know, I have to charge you for it. I don't care. And so, you know.
Well, good.
I went.
At least you didn't complain about having to pay for it.
Harry, give me your wallet. And you can see the guy just like gingerly just hands like a credit card to the, you know, because he's embarrassed as shit because she's just this. Mm. But it's funny. And then the food. So
wait a minute.
Then they start bringing the food out. So then she starts, you know, she's yentering and doing her thing and. You know, ask us a million questions about something. So then the food. Where's the food? Has anybody brought the food out yet? What time? No, it's supposed to be from 5 o'clock. That means at 5 o'clock you serve the food. Well, listen. No, you let people have a few drinks first. Look at the place.
And here's the thing. You're when you see a person like this, you and I are similar.
Hmm.
You can't help but not look at them and grit your teeth like that.
Oh boy,
if a beam from the ceiling could fall. Right now, crush her.
But I start with them.
That's the thing. You instigate these fucking people.
Well, you know. Oh yeah, it amuses me for a little while.
All right, you're gonna tell me this story, amused. And I'm going to tell you about something that happened right outside Duffy's in Coconut Creek.
I can't wait.
Same type of woman.
Go ahead. Really? So, make a long story short. So then they start bringing the food around,
that's possible.
I'm tight with the owners and shit. So, I was helping them. They were a little bit, you know. People hire kids. Kids don't know. They brought out. Things that, you know, to serve food, trays of things to pass around, and they don't carry a little cocktail napkin.
So they're handing out food without a napkin.
Handing out food without a napkin.
Because any person in their right mind that's civilized
You take a napkin
because when you eat it,
it's something's going to fall. It's
you don't
on
have a
toothpick.
Plate. You're not sitting at a table.
It's on a toothpick. Whatever's right. on a toothpick is going to fall. It's the law. It's you know, what is that thing called?
Murphy's Law.
Correct. It's going to fall on you. You have some fucking meatball running down your shirt. You don't need the aggravation.
Usually when you're wearing a white shirt.
Exactly. Well, you never don't go to an Italian restaurant in a white shirt ever.
No.
Ever. Because you know you're going to go and slurp that spaghetti and that one little fucking drop of tomato sauce is going to end up on your shoulder right near your goddamn
When I used to go work at the bank, I used to have different, you know, dress shirts, gray, blue, you know, right. light pink, whatever, mm-hmm. different shirt, you know, not always white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, but the day I'd wear white, hey, we're going to go to Luigi's for lunch. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you know,
there
okay.
you go. There goes that red stain.
You're going to get the shit.
There's no question. You got a little blue, looks like shotgun blast on your chest.
Yeah.
So
got hit with a BB gun.
So anyway, so this woman was complaining they didn't bring the food close enough to her, near enough to her, wasn't enough for her. You just had this same meatball. How come those people over there?
Is there a Jewish word for that?
A yenta.
A yenta, okay.
A yenta and a yenta. Just a fuck, whatever. So anyway, dreck. So she's so
a dreck.
So just she's dreck. She meaning she's like the on the bottom of your shoe.
She's a walking fucking. She's a walking boil.
Right, you sort of squeeze you know what I mean?
These are just people that you know. They just walk around with just complaining.
Listen, my mother's that. My mother's. You walk.
Let's not talk about your mother. Get back to this lady. All right.
So whatever. It's hot. It's cold. It's too warm. So,
she's a bitch. She's complaining about fucking everything.
So I ruined it for her because. I walked up. What is the worst pizza you could possibly think of?
The worst pizza?
Yep.
I could possibly
the toppings. Yeah, what kind of toppings?
Thinking. Well,
what does not go? Well, that's still Italian. Some people like it. What does not go
pineapple,
on a pizza? Thank
Canadian
you.
Bacon.
Pineapple and ham, right?
Right.
Okay. For some reason, these guys feel it necessary to put a pineapple and ham pie on their menu. And these are Italian guys from Brooklyn. There's no way they should have that on there.
Any rightful guy that's making a pizza from Brooklyn should never, ever put a Hawaiian pizza on his fucking menu.
I completely agree. And we're going to have a discussion with him about it, so, Louis. But anyway, knowing this, and knowing she's a Jew, what did I grab out of the kitchen for her because she was bitching and moaning? A ham and pineapple pizza, which I put a hole in right in front of her. And I said, here, listen. I feel bad for you. You look like you're very hungry. And this is a short little round thing.
Right.
I said, you look like you're starving. You're complaining about everything.
Yeah.
Here, this is for you.
I can see you saying that. You look really hungry. No one can. Everybody in the room knows you're complaining.
Right. Yeah. Oh, dude, it was so funny. It was just amazing. And
so how did she respond?
I don't eat that. I go, that's too bad, you know? There's a... I go,
the
Publix.
Queen next
I said,
door.
Publix is right across the parking lot, and they probably just put out last broiled chicken.
Some people just enjoy complaining.
Yeah.
Some people just... and here's my story.
Hmm.
Wife and I are getting ready to leave town, one of my last gigs a couple weeks ago when I was out of town. We stopped by Duffy's in Coconut Creek, which is a sports bar.
Right.
As we walk into the place, I see these two older ladies.
Right.
You know, with that heat miser hair.
Like they put their finger in a socket.
Cotton candy hair that just stuck straight up.
Oh, Jesus.
And they both have that smile on their face, but you know it's not real. They're walking in and they...
Is it Botox?
No, not that way. They're just chubby. They look like heat misers. There's these chubby women, these older women, maybe in their early 70s,
mm-hmm.
70 somewhere in there. And they're sitting there and they're walking up. They have that look on their face. Like, oh, this is interesting. You know, oh, Duffy's. What's Duffy's? So they walk
Jesus
in. You could tell.
Christ.
I haven't heard a word, but the fucking walk.
Wait a second. They had a coupon.
I guarantee they had a coupon. Or they either had a coupon or what was the first thing they walked up and asked?
I don't know.
Do you guys have senior 2-for-1s?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Right.
Whatever. They're coming up asking, you know, can I get something free, basically?
Oh, there's no question.
And now the guy, now I don't know what happened, because the wife and I said, we're not going to go wait for a table. We're going to the bar.
Right.
Going to have a drink, and then we're going to head up to St. Augustine. That's actually, where the hell were we that week? I can't remember the fuck I was.
So you weren't eating, you were just having a drink?
We're going to say, let's go to the bar.
Oh, good idea.
And eat at the bar. It's a lot less crazy. We got the TV right there. We're sitting next to
you. You don't want
to
talk to her anyway, right? No, I'm just kidding. Come on, I love her.
So,
greatest haircut ever.
Yeah.
Call 561, what's the number?
Yeah, go Wild Orchid if you're in Boca Raton, Florida.
And I'll tell after you finish.
Ask for
a woman said to my friend who hasn't seen me in 6 months, 2 nights ago, that restaurant opening said, so Tanya doesn't cut your hair anymore? I said, How'd you know? She goes, because that's the best haircut I've seen you in a dozen
years.
It fits
your head.
Right. So I just want to tell you that. Well, if your wife's listening.
My wife's very good at that.
She does a great job, women,
she does their hair. She doesn't just do it what the woman wants. If they do, she does. But a lot of times she'll make suggestions because some people's head, their facial features, their chin, their whatever, dictate a certain hairstyle.
And your wife knows that.
Yeah, she could see it. And she you know,
I wish I'd sent my ex-wife to her because she could have just covered her whole face.
Yeah, we'll just
grow your hair straight down.
We'll
over
give you long bangs.
Yeah, very long.
With a face like your that, tits. Your hair—you should get your hairstyle should be long bangs.
Right. So finish. So these two old ladies.
So these two old ladies. You can tell this is going to be interesting. But you know what? I'm ready to go on a gig. I'm not like you. I'm not going to pay attention yet. I did notice it. Okay, that's where we're similar. And I said I'm going to the bar. I'm getting to the bar. So we go to the bar. We get our foods. We're about to. You know, we're sitting there. Oh, and then I realized I left my phone in the car.
Oh, Jesus.
So as I'm going back outside to get the phone, these two yentas.
Now, were they Jewish, do you think?
They could have been.
I don't know if they're Duffies. Go ahead. Jews and Duffies.
Well, that's why they look like they didn't really fit in.
They were out of place.
Yeah, they definitely looked out of place. Okay, they should have been in a bingo parlor.
Aye.
So anyway, so they're in the front of the lobby. And they're like, oh, that guy with that Jack, he was so mean to me. I can't believe it. And not just walking out. If something, okay, every once in a while you can have harmony. Sometimes something goes well, whatever.
It's not, you pick up a menu, it's not your place,
whatever.
It's not for you.
Exactly.
You look around, you walk out.
You shut the fuck up, get out of the place.
And you get in your
but
car.
But here's a lady that wants to make a scene. As people are walking in, she wants to badmouth the poor guy because I'm sure he was really that disrespectful to her.
Yeah.
Right? A guy is in the service industry. I'm sure he just purposely gave an old lady a hard time.
Yeah, he wants to lose his
job. That's more believable.
Sure.
So she's walking out. As they're walking out, people walking in, she turned around and pointed at the guy. Ah, that guy, he was very mean to me, blah, blah, blah. And she's walking. Meanwhile, she stopped these people as they're walking out the door. And they're like, what? These people are like, what? I'm sorry, what happened?
You know? Right.
And she's like, that guy. And she starts telling the story. And she's standing there in the door. And I'm sitting there. Wait, excuse me. Excuse me. I go, excuse me. And she's not moving. So you know what? Fuck it. I'm walking out the door.
Oh, you could have gotten arrested for barreling into her.
No, I didn't barrel into her. How'd you avoid it? Are you trying to be funny
now? Knock her over,
I'm trying to tell a story.
I know,
trying to be funny about
it. But she's blocking the doorway. No, well, you pick her up and move her.
What do you think happened?
You should have knocked her over.
Yeah, I picked her up and fucking moved.
Kick her.
I said, excuse me, and I went sideways. You know, my left shoulder. I said, "Excuse me," I walked.
You shouldn't.
And instead of backing off as she fucking should, because she's standing in the doorway being a fucking cunt, right?
Wow.
And an old bag.
Listen.
All right. Well, there. Welcome to what you just created.
Angry.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell a story. You know.
So what?
Hard to get to the point.
What happened then?
So I said, "Excuse me," and I kind of walked through there, wedged through,
and
you could feel it when instead of walking, pushing off me, she went back into me a little bit.
Maybe she
went. She tried to push back at me. So now I'm talking. My phone rings. I'm talking to one of my clients, and I go, "Hey, how you doing? That man just pushed me. How dare you push me?" I go, "What?" I go, "Ma'am, you're blocking the door." I said, "Excuse me," twice, and you didn't move. So I walked out the door. I got to take a phone call. You pushed me. How dare you? I go, ma'am, you pushed me. Okay? You miserable bitch. Just like that. I said, you're a miserable person.
Wow.
Don't bring your fucking misery. Just like that. Don't bring your fucking misery over to me. Now these two other women are walking in
that.
And they're laughing because they saw how she was inside. They start laughing at her.
Yeah.
She turns. Oh my God. They look like sisters almost.
Right.
You know, they actually look like the 9 and the 10 pin. So they're standing there and they look at the ladies laughing at them like, he just pushed me. I go, no, I didn't. I tried to walk through and you pushed me, matter of fact. I said, you pushed me. Yeah, you pushed me. You pushed me back when you felt me trying to get out the door.
You should have you sexually assaulted me. You tried to rub up against me with your breasts.
Women, lady, I don't know, but I felt a bulge in your pants. I don't know if you shit yourself.
All right.
So I said, no, you pushed me. You pushed me. I said, you know, you're like a person walking around with a storm cloud over your head. Take your misery away from me. And my client's laughing. Wow. My client's laughing. I can hear him laughing.
Right.
He's like, he's telling his wife, Doug's on the phone with some way. He's going to find her. He's going to beat some old lady's ass. So, and I'm telling her, here's what I liked.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hold back. There's a moment in time where I want to be a gentleman, and I 9 out of 10 times will.
Hmm.
But when these people like this, these walking miserable fucks.
Hate them.
Right? I have no time for that. Listen.
They're out there. There's hundreds of them.
Hey, Illuminati, if you're listening, if we want to get rid of all the excess people, let's just get rid of these miserable fucks.
Ugh,
right? Forget about the weak and the weary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of the miserable fucks.
There are miserable
people. And these people are spotted. You can spot them from anywhere. You could be in any restaurant, you could be in any social situation, and you can find the miserable fucks.
Yeah. Here's half of it. Half of it is they're just waiting to die. And once you hit a certain age, you know that it could be any minute, don't you?
Well, listen.
It could be any fucking minute. So now here's the bad news for you. If this poor bastard had keeled over, clutched her chest and keeled over, God forbid.
I would have taken her purse.
Well, God forbid. First of all, nobody was going to give her mouth-to-mouth or try to revive her, that's for sure. They were going to let this poor bastard.
Somebody give her mouth-to-mouth.
Ha!
I could see the guy behind the counter, Duffy's like, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah. No, we're not allowed to touch them because, and by the way, there's some restaurants that won't touch you, but now there's a whole new law in Florida. You got to have those paddles. So somebody had to paddle her.
There's got to be one of those in every location.
But I'd paddle her fucking vagina and the back of
put
her
up
fucking
the side
head.
Of her fucking the head.
Exactly. Clear.
Hey, is that supposed to go on her chest or on both her ears?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she can hear a word.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right. So when you talk about that, these miserable fucks.
You could get arrested for
assaulting
an old person.
Listen, fuck that. She wouldn't get out of the way.
If she fell down.
I was standing there. My phone's ringing.
Her arm could have gotten
broken. My phone's ringing. It's loud in the place.
You kidding?
I got to get out. She's standing there complaining about the poor guy trying to do his job.
You know what? You're an evil, evil young
man. I'm evil. Okay, Peter Leonard.
Listen, I'm creeping up to that age. I'm a senior citizen. I'm 55 and older.
Yeah.
I could live in Cemetery Village. And you, young man, you better fucking not push me out of the way in a doorway when I block the door.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
With my walker in a few more days.
Yeah.
When I've got my neck brace on.
Yeah. One of our friends.
I can't wait for you to push motherfucker.
One of our friends trips.
I'll own this house.
Out of our front door.
So wake up late with Petey show.
With her baby in her hand.
Oh, exactly.
And Peter goes out there instead of saying, oh, how you doing? He's like, you know, I got a good attorney. I ought to sue these guys. And my wife's friend's like, does he realize I'm your friend? I'm like, no, Peter doesn't really understand what friend means when it comes to fucking money.
Kid, and listen, and I guess this poor bastard must have banged her head because she didn't understand humor either.
Yeah, well, she's not, yeah.
She's not what? Oh, your wife's
not the most, you know, she's free-spirited, but, you know. Oh,
what does that
humor,
mean? Stupid?
No.
Oh.
No, free-spirited means you accept. You're,
oh,
you know,
I see.
You know, you're not close, as opposed to close-minded where they don't think in different ways, you know.
Now, what's that have to do with her sense of goddamn humor? Free spirit.
Well, again, you're
free
the one.
Free
spirit
means she doesn't
joke,
shave her legs. That's what free spirit.
Free
spirit
is. What free
she doesn't use deodorant
means.
And shave her fucking legs.
France.
You're an idiot. That's like they call those like if you go out to Denver or one of these little towns, the granola. They call
the way,
them the granola
one of,
kids.
One of the emails. Yeah, the people that don't shave anything.
Yeah.
One of the emails asked if you went out as Martina Navratilova on Halloween.
Oh, that's so funny.
Now you got to admit
that was for my balls.
You should do that.
That would be
a fucking costume with your hair.
Yeah.
That look. The, mm-hmm. You know, you got the muscular
like
frame.
Yeah.
You know, for a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to.
That'd be so funny.
You would be.
I'd look like,
I'm
you know, Jim. Remember Jim Carrey when he was on In Living Color?
He played that
chick.
Yugoslavian weightlifter chick.
Yeah.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, that was so fucking funny. And you're right. That would be a great.
That'd
next,
be an
maybe
awesome
next year
costume.
I'll do that, Martina.
I'm telling you.
I'll let my hair grow a little bit longer.
Then you could find a hot, a good looking blonde chick.
Oh.
And you'd be Chrissy and Martina.
Oh, shit, man.
Chrissy. That would win.
A contest.
You would win a fucking.
But you know what? I have to have my balls hanging out.
You ought to get like a fake pair that they put.
Why?
Like
mine,
on the back.
Mine are so beautiful.
Yeah. Listen.
That's a nice shape.
You need to, you know, you need to learn that.
What?
You know.
Oh, can you get arrested for that?
Yes. I mean, it's indecent exposure. That's what I'm saying. It'd be funnier if you got some realistic ones that
pretty
they hang.
Much decent exposure.
Behind the,
I've got some
behind
decent
the truck,
exposure.
The ones that hang on the back of a truck.
Yes.
Those are the ones you should hang.
Okay. But what do I tie
balls.
Them to?
You'll find something down there. I have no idea.
What do you clip it to?
I have no idea.
Boy, that would really hurt, huh?
And now.
Do it. He's in two.
There you go. And if you haven't heard, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford finally admits to smoking crack. You see this guy?
I love the guy, man. You know what? Here's a guy that, after my own heart. Forget about the mayor of D.C. He's black. You expect it to be, you know, a crack addict and
that's
shit.
That's racist.
Huh?
That's racist.
What is?
Saying that he's black.
No, I'm just kidding, dude. You know, this. You're crazy.
No,
you're
I mean,
such a dick. But you know what I'm saying? That's like.
Can you at least say he lives in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
With his high drug use.
And the Redskins. And a team that's named after. They slandered the Indians and everything.
Washington.
It's a terrible team.
Washington, D.C. is not known for its proper ethics.
It's a terrible town.
Right. All right.
Now, your boy is sick. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, you know, first of all, you look at this guy.
Yeah.
And he is not somebody who would resemble being a crack. When I think of crackhead, I think of frail, skinny, you know. This guy's more like an Oreo addict.
He looks like Christy from New Jersey, right?
No, this guy makes Christy look like Ichabod Crane.
Really?
This guy's a big boy.
How big is he?
I don't know. I didn't fucking weigh him.
How does he light his crack pipe?
The funny thing is he's very abusive.
To who?
To everybody. He's supposedly going to apologize.
The voters?
To everybody. He was supposedly going to apologize to his people about... He didn't admit it because they had video of this guy smoking. And what I want to see was if we could find video of his racist slurs and homophobic slurs.
Because
some of the photos are of him, you know, with these two black guys when he was smoking. He's got these two guys.
Yeah. What do you do though?
You got to throw in stupid shit every time. I'm telling
you. But let me ask you a question.
What?
How stupid is this guy? If there's photos, there's video, and he denies. What? Don't people know by now to tell the truth, and that's the best approach to everything? Don't you?
Well, no, that's the thing. People won't fess up, and that's one of our topics today, by the way, with Let's Be Frank. People don't fess up. People don't own up.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy in public office, I mean, smoking crack. You think, oh, my God, I can't admit to that. This guy's going to deny it, like most people probably would in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy doesn't know how to deny it. This guy comes out. This is the funniest part about the whole thing. This guy comes out and says, you asked me... If I smoke crack, I don't smoke crack. I had it once.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like he's basically spinning it. Like he actually he apologizes,
yeah.
But he's blaming the media for asking him the wrong question. I mean, how stupid.
Have you ever done heroin? They should have asked him.
No, yeah, exactly.
Right.
But it's like how you asked. Like you're not supposed
to. How did he explain away what the fact that he just all of a sudden remembered? What did he say he was doing the night he did crack?
Well, the thing he finally admits, he goes, I mean, to me, the funny part was, well, here you go. Let's just see what kind of video we got here. I'll see what I can cue up. But
what a dope.
No, I mean, listen.
Do you think he'll be reelected?
Well, that was, after he apologized, that's what he tried to do. He tried to. You know, admit that he's going to be there next October for the election.
Oh, sure.
Now, what he did was, he like I said, he didn't say, I'm going to pull it up.
Can they fire him?
What is that, him being impeached, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if you can impeach a mayor. You probably can fire a mayor because it's I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, you can't fire, you can just make him resign.
There you go.
Yeah. He was quoted as saying, hold on, here we go. Get this.
That'd be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Stay tuned, everyone.
A couple questions, and what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors.
Listen, I think he's in a drunken stupor now.
Right.
Because, listen, you asked me if I smoke crack. No, I don't smoke crack. I have smoked crack.
In the past.
Yes, in the past.
Hey, listen,
maybe in one of my drunken stupors.
Right.
Like the last time I blew a tranny. Oops, did I say that? Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's this fucking guy. You know, the guy can't own up. And here, if you watch like body language, you see this guy's video.
Yeah.
He's sitting there.
Is he twitching?
Is he twitching? He's ready to strangle everybody he's talking
to. You know, he needs some crack.
He's jonesing.
Right.
But I don't smoke crack. Oh, you got any?
Hold on. Here's a famous quote. I did not have sex with that girl.
Of course.
Now, who said that?
Bill Clinton.
Okay, now what happened then?
He admitted to having sexual relations.
How long did it take?
6-8 months, was it?
As long as it looked, until she brought that dress out, bro. With that,
until the evidence appeared.
Yeah.
It's like Eddie Murphy. That, just deny it to the fucking end. That wasn't me.
Right. I wasn't in that car with that chick with the dick.
Probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
Probably
in one of my
too,
drunken stupors. Probably in one of my drunken stupors. Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked.
Hold on. Whenever you say probably, maybe, could have,
yeah.
Are you really answering? I mean, listen, everything and the beauty of watching this guy is, first of all, somebody, he's been elected. This guy is a fucking, this guy is, let's face it, this guy is.
What does
is,
that say about Canadians?
That's my point. I mean, Toronto's a nice city.
Toronto happens to be a beautiful
city. Isn't that a great place?
It's clean, it's spotless, people are nice.
And here's their mayor.
Question properly, I'll answer it.
How many
times? I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on. I don't know what All I can say is I've made mistakes. And you guys kept referring to alcohol. There was a couple isolated incidents. There's been times when I've been in a drunken stupor. That's why I want to see the tape. I want everyone in the city to see this tape. I'd like to see this tape. I don't even recall there being a tape and a video, and I know that. So
I didn't know they were watching. I
want to see the state that I was in, but that's exactly it. That's a guy. I don't know what else I can say here. Okay?
Ford, who?
Listen, if Toronto reelects this guy,
right?
You know, you guys deserve an asteroid to land on you.
Yeah.
Listen.
They deserve the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they deserve the fucking Toronto Blue Jays.
Right.
Own up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just own up, dude. Because I want to see this tape. I didn't know there was a tape. Now, obviously, I would have admitted it earlier.
Now, here's the funny thing. Don't you want to avoid seeing that tape? Don't you want to absolutely at all costs say, please don't show that fucking thing. If you show that goddamn thing, I'll never be in the, you know.
Well, if this guy was smart.
Yeah.
What he would do. Him and Anthony Weiner are going to get the Brett Favre Award.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they don't know when to fucking hang it up.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys, you know, so this is what we're wondering. Who will get reelected first? Hmm. Anthony Weiner?
Right. Or Mayor Schmink.
Or Mayor Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's a new joke.
Do you think so? Anthony Weiner.
Well, it's just Rob a premise. Ford. It's not really a joke yet. It's more
or Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, if he can.
Who has a better chance?
Who's got a better chance of being the next mayor of bumfuck nowhere?
Speaking of Adolf Hitler, man, what were some of those Halloween costumes that you came up with that were just so offensive?
This is amazing, isn't it? I want to get into these stories after the break.
Okay,
but you're wondering how much common sense somebody is bestowed with.
Mm-hmm.
Let me come up with a common sense point. Like, I shared this with somebody recently. When I used to do these due diligence trips, and you used to go on these professional meetings, you'd be away. Like, you go to Mexico.
Right.
You go to Sandy, whatever. You go to a beautiful resort, and you're asked to show up. This is your first time in a professional setting when they say, okay, it's business casual. The meeting's going to be business casual. So...
You show up in your underwear that I got.
If you have half a fucking brain, yes.
Right.
But if you have common sense, let me ask you, when it comes to dress, when it comes to what to wear, not just in that situation, but the golden rule as a man, as I know it, when it comes to what you should wear,
right.
When there is a question, what is the ultimate default?
Socks.
See, that's why
a belt.
That's why you're...
Dress shirt. No. Shoes.
Always.
Shoes.
Overdress. Never under.
It's always better. Of course. I thought you meant, what article of clothing do you...
No.
Oh, okay. No, you're
right. You always got to... See, that's how people don't make fucking mistakes.
You could throw a blazer over anything, and you're dressed.
Now, listen.
Right?
The point is, when it comes to making decisions, that's why these we're talking about people making fucking decisions.
Like Rob Ford.
Like the people outside Duffy's. Like anything. When you make decisions, when you stand out, and you are whoever the fuck you are... You have to follow certain guidelines. You have to give yourself some way to understand, well, okay, I don't know what to do. And sometimes not everybody knows what to do, but you have to follow and understand certain guidelines.
Some people are above those laws and guidelines. Those are people who don't fucking pay attention to the rules, bro.
Those people are not above anything.
Yes, they think they are. Well, that's the problem.
No, you just put them there then.
No, they
My
do.
My point is that they don't.
Your
and
girl wouldn't don't. Move because she didn't just because
she's old and she thinks she's dying.
No,
she deserves her last breath.
Aha, so there's deserving.
Whatever. That is not deserving to be. There's no reason that anybody
in her mind it is.
But listen, I don't give a fuck about what's in their mind.
Right.
I don't need to go stick my head into a garbage can to know it's fucking stinky in there. All right, you understand? I don't need to do that. What I'm talking about, what I'm focusing on, is what needs to be done. Not what we don't want to point out the fucking obvious.
Right.
All right. So my point is, you have to make a decision. So if you understand, if you follow a general rule, which is based on education and being smart and not being a fucking idiot,
right.
It's always better to overdress.
Absolutely.
In any situation.
You could throw, as I said, you could throw a blazer over a golf shirt and you're dressed.
So, now you wouldn't. Now you wouldn't be
if you're, and you think you're over just everybody else is wearing a t-shirt and jeans, then you take it off.
Right. You don't want to be that guy showing up at the business casual meeting
right.
in a tank top and flip-flops.
Without socks.
And fucking surf shorts.
And no belt.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be that guy. You're not going to want to be the guy stretching the limit.
Right.
So you have to make decisions.
I've done that, though.
So there are a couple of people in the Halloween period that decided to either dress their kid in an outfit or themselves. And we have, when we come back after the break, a story on two individuals. Or should I say three?
Actually, I just that thought actually, of, I just thought of a couple that were so horrific.
Well, there you go. We're going to come back after the break and tell you what these people did.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you need a cup of coffee. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And I'm here with Peter Leonard today.
Yeah, you better believe it.
And we'll be right back after this.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, but I did it anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble.
Welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard today.
Good morning.
And this is the WEI Network. We're on Monday through Friday here at 10 a.m. And don't forget, guys, if you follow us on wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, where our archive shows are at, and you download your podcast on your iPad, or we're here 5 days a week, 2 hours, so you got to refresh that thing. Otherwise, it stops feeding. And catch up, man.
You have to feed the thing?
Yeah, you got to feed it.
Wow, what does it eat?
It eats episodes.
Wow.
This song reminds me.
This is your type of stuff, then.
Yeah. Whatever happened to this band? That guy had a hard time singing live, by the
way. Who is that?
That's Candlebox. But what? That guy had such an energetic voice that once he got to like his seventh song in his set list, he couldn't fucking, you
Damn.
Know. You would think that some of these bands would think about that when they wrote the music. You know, I mean, when you have a set list, you know, you have to, you can't put, you, obviously you have to stretch some of these songs.
You got to put some ballads
early,
in there.
Put them early in the show.
Or you put some ballads. You know, you have to have a few ballads. You can't scream the whole fucking time.
You got
to
mix it up. And that's when the drummer comes out. Go and do a half hour solo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go gargle some honey. And when I say honey, it's a stripper name.
Somebody in the front row. Yeah. Some broady just saw it.
You're going to gargle honey. Yeah, that girl in the front row with the big titties.
Go get me that honey.
So anyway, before the break, we're talking about bad decisions and how people need to own
up. I made them twice. One was named Allison.
Well,
one was Nancy.
And you talk about it all the time, so you're reliving it. You got to put that shit in the past. See, I think,
it is in the past. Happily divorced.
I know.
Trust me.
I know. But here's my thing. It's there. Every time you relive something, every time you bring it up, you know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like it puts you back in that sense. And
not really.
Somewhere in your skin, you feel it again.
Not really.
You're reminded. Yeah, but I can see it on your face. Every time you break it up, your hands start to clinch. You don't think you see that, but I see it.
What
so you don't recognize this.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
The sound of a
stop breaking my fucking pencils.
I just snapped a pencil in half.
You know, I'm trying to give you good advice, Peter Leonard. This is how people find sanctity.
Let me lie down. Wait, let me lie down.
Yeah. So, you understand?
PhD.
But people do that.
Yeah.
Don't remind me. Oh, don't remind me of that person. The next thing you know, they start talking
care.
About it for fucking
Not me, dude. I don't care. Believe
anyway,
me.
So we're talking about bad decisions.
I made two. One was that? One was Allison, one was Nancy.
Yeah.
Did I say that already?
Yes, you have. All right, so you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
it's just a fucking joke.
At any rate, so bad decisions.
Listen, I can't say.
But now, it doesn't matter. See,
what bad decisions have you made?
You can justify it. I've made a lot of bad decisions.
Let's hear one.
I don't need to fucking bring them up.
What's
now.
The first one you did today?
Waking
up.
Yeah.
With Dougie.
Yeah.
No. So, no, tell me what, maybe what's the worst decision you ever made in your life?
Not going to Duke University because I had a girlfriend and I wanted to stay closer.
See, that's a great bad decision. That's a really
stupid
fucking
thing.
I
stayed closer to home
right.
when I left for college
mm-hmm.
because of pussy.
And there was so much pussy at Duke, by the way. I fucked every one of the girls you did.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I went to Duke. I did.
Yeah.
They say, Almeida's not coming.
Yeah.
All the girls say, oh, thank God, Jesus.
Yeah.
They were afraid of you.
And then you always wonder, what would have happened if?
Now, what would you have studied? Would you become a doctor at Duke? A lawyer? A lawyer?
I didn't. Listen, when I went to college.
Well, why'd you apply to Duke?
Because soccer. I wrote the schools I wanted to play soccer for. So
did they have a good soccer program at Duke?
They had a great soccer program at Duke.
At Duke?
Yeah. Yeah, Clemson, I wrote
Duke,
too.
Duke. You know,
When I was in high school, Boone, Appalachian State University.
Early 80s, yep. Bowling Green.
And Boone, mm-hmm. or actually. Duke University, Clemson.
Clemson, big soccer school.
Northeast University.
In Boston.
Yeah, there's a bunch of schools that I wrote to.
But, dude, they're so cold up there, man.
I was 17, 16. I actually wrote to these schools when I was a junior.
Right.
So they can come watch me my senior year in high school play soccer.
Back? Yeah.
Yeah. They send scouts out. I remember we were playing one game, and it was one of those games, and there was a scout there. I actually was told, hey, by the way, good luck tonight. I'm here from so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Guy walked up to me there. Hey. Now,
you were a goalie this whole time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember that kind of got me a little pressured, and I didn't have a great it was one of those games where I didn't have to be but it was like it wasn't a great game that a scout can come to. It wasn't like I was making big saves or it was one of these kind of games anyway. So that was one of my mistakes. Mm-hmm. And you know what? But it's done. Again, you can't,
Right.
Don't you love the expression? There's two types of people in life. The ones that sit in front of the boat looking where they're going.
And the ones who
sit ones that are in the back of the boat that are watching where they came.
Where they've been, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many people.
Where they came.
Where they've come from. In other words, so you're such a fucking pervert. you can't go anywhere.
You're talking about jerking off in a boat.
I didn't say anything about jerking off the boat. See, that's where you go. So you can't have a conversation with Peter.
Well, what you said.
Rather than fucking doing something stupid.
Looking
like
where
that.
You came.
You don't get the concept.
That. Oh, where you're
come
from.
Come on. Are you that fucking retarded?
No, I see.
Came all right.
I get it now.
All right.
Where you were.
Where you're
from.
And if you pay attention to these things, you obviously recognize these in people when you talk to them right away, right?
Of course.
Like somebody, I remember when. And you're like, hey, what about tomorrow?
Well, that's the half glass full, half glass empty
exactly.
thing. Same shit,
right?
Man. Listen, and I'm a Jew. I'm a negative person. That's what we all are. We have that inbred in us, most Jews. It's half empty.
Right.
I'm half dead right now.
Yeah, I can see
that. I've got a foot in
the
grave and the other one on a banana peel.
I could see that.
Right?
Right.
That's it.
Well,
you understand that.
Yeah. But you know what? That's bullshit.
It's a quest for misery.
Just because something's understood doesn't make it acceptable. Just because something is understood doesn't make it right, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing. What matters if somebody understands it? Everybody should understand everything. That's the difference. That's why people get their assholes because they don't understand it and they fight it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Make it light. See what happens. But at any rate,
Speaking of that, man, what beautiful weather we've had lately in Florida.
It's been windy as shit. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this.
What?
In some of the parts of, I don't know if Florida's going to be above water in the next few years.
Did you read that article in?
There was
God, really, Rolling Stone. 3 months ago, we discussed this. They said Miami's going to be underwater in the next 50 years. That town is going to be underwater.
Right. They're going to be underwater. Talking about it on Ancient Aliens. Look at this. There's just
there will
Miami
be half
arena.
The city. You'll be able. I'm telling you, you will be looking.
You can already start to see it. Mm-hmm. We had the Fort Lauderdale Beach last year. Yeah. That's this summer.
Oh.
That the water was coming onto A1A, and they didn't know what to do. They put old barricades out there to try to stop it.
Yeah.
And then in the Palm Beach area, mm-hmm. they had this such bad beach roads. You talk about the weather; it's been windy as hell here in Florida, right. And a bit overcast.
Yeah.
So they got really bad beach erosion. The water's like coming up, and there's certain areas of like Hutchinson Island, which is near Stuart, Jupiter, Florida, that the water is coming onto the. Now, it's hard to feel bad for these cocksuckers who live on the beach anyway.
Well, first of all, Hutchinson Island is such prime real estate.
It's beautiful up there.
Those houses are gorgeous. They're millions. I would want a sixth floor in a condo. Forget that beach, because the guys on the beach, there won't be a house there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This water level,
all
the polar ice caps melting and shit. There's so much water in the ocean now. You know what I mean? And people are like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the only people happy about it are the fish.
Yes.
Do you know that?
There seems to be more room, Bill.
They're thrilled.
Yeah.
I've got to
stay away from the Pacific.
Look, you got a double
next
ride.
Thing you know, you're going to have four fins on your tail fin. Yeah. The water in Fukushima.
It's cold.
Anyway, so it is nicer here in Florida. It's cooler. And that's what we look forward to these few months where we don't sweat our balls off. Let's get back to bad decisions. Halloween just passed, right? Now, let me ask you, there's certain things your kid, if you have kids, they're like, hey, I want to be Superman. I want to be a clown, okay? But here's a mom that lets her son wear a KKK Halloween costume and says it's a family tradition.
They live in Davie?
Well, that's what we're fucking worried about, isn't it? It's a family tradition?
What family? Get
a Virginia mother let her 7-year-old son wear a Ku Klux Klan costume this Halloween because she insisted it's a family tradition. Jessica Black of Craigsville, Virginia, let her. Isn't that odd that her last name is Black?
I mean, it's a racist.
She contract. Must hate that. She must hate having that name.
It's a racist.
Why are you calling us Black? Well, that's our name. I don't want it. I want to change it to Whitey.
Right, Jessica White.
Jessica Black let her son Jackson. Dressed as a Klansman.
Hold on. Wait a second. Jackson Black.
Yes.
You tell me that's not a... come on.
Are these people serious?
Why didn't you name him fucking LaToya? Go ahead.
What with a floor-length white robe and full-faced white hood, according to local affiliates over there in ABC, the outfit garnered media attention after a photo of the boy dressed in a KKK regalia was posted to the WHSV Facebook page. When Black was confronted by the news network, she defended her decision.
My brother has worn it when he was in kindergarten and when he was 13. Got his ass beat by some guy, Leroy.
Yeah.
Said she went to Leroy claim White. There's nothing wrong.
Kidding, Leroy White probably beat him up.
Says here that nothing wrong with the costume or with the white supremacist group, which he says still exists in their Virginia town.
Oh, Virginia.
It's supposed to be white with white, black with black, man with woman, and all that. That's what the KKK stands for.
Wow. Now, did this kid get expelled from school? Where was he trick-or-treating?
He didn't wear it in school.
Was he trick-or-treating anywhere?
Yeah, he wore it out on Halloween.
Now, I wonder how much candy he got. You know what really triggered it? The real screwed up thing was the stain on the sheet.
I mean, the woman sounds like the mother was really fucking lazy, you know?
Yeah.
The kid wanted to be Iron Man. I want to be Iron Man. I ain't got that much pots and pans. You're going to be a fucking KKK.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom. Okay.
That's a hand-me-down costume.
I really wanted to play basketball with the kids, Mom.
Can I be Hitler again like last year?
Yeah. Where's that swastika?
You know, people are fucked up because I think you talked about on the show the other day. I was listening. The woman who dressed as the Boston Marathon runner. Did you hear about that? This woman went to a Halloween. She went to a costume party in running shorts, a running shirt, a number. Said Boston Marathon. Right. Okay. And she had, you know, blood and, you know, all over her legs cuts and fake flesh and shit flying off her. And who does that, man?
Well, somebody with a creative mind. I mean,
but that's pretty. I mean, come on.
Well, you obviously hope that she live in Boston.
I don't know. Good question.
But you're right. What kind of decision is this? These it's are people that are you know. I mean, it's one thing if you're going to be a zombie.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's scary. You're going with scary,
right?
But here, what are you going as?
You're going as a victim of a terrible act of
but
terrorism.
You know, here's the thing. Now, how we decide to look at it. Okay, let's get back to this subject with the KKK kid. Right.
Right.
Oops. Great.
And oh, you don't, now you're on to the LLL kid. Do the LLL kid.
The quote was, in the fact that the matter that this event could have happened anywhere in the United States, and Stan, and all being more outraged that your town has bad name for this intellectual issue at hand is extremely disappointing. A few of you have missed the point completely. Just because we are in a new century does not mean that racism is a thing of the past. Racism is alive, and if you opened your eyes, see it.
You know the town they live in, by the way, in Virginia.
What's that?
Nigger Junction. Yeah, have you heard it?
No.
Yeah, that's where they live. I swear to God. Read the story.
It says here that this. By the way, this has been a quite offensive year for Halloween costumes. First, there was an actress, Julian Huff's major mistake of going out in a blackface to portray Orange as the New Black.
What?
You didn't see that story?
I didn't see that.
About the actress chick?
What's her problem?
Julian Huff went out like that?
She's an idiot.
She went as Crazy Eyes.
Crazy Eyes, yeah.
In that TV movie, whatever. Then two men thought it would be funny to go out as Trayvon Martin in blackface and George Zimmerman.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Right?
And how do you... But
now, that's both now. Let me ask you, if you got them both...
What do you wear?
Well,
he wears a hoodie.
He wears that sports jacket.
Yeah.
Right? And then you wear the hoodie. The blackie wears blackface and the hoodie.
You look a little bit
like...
Yeah,
thanks for that.
If you...
I think I probably look like George Zimmerman, unfortunately. But you know, here's something interesting about that costume. This is an event. For most people, for some people in this country, it was a racial event. For other people, it was an event. For other people, it was a sign,
media circus,
of what the fuck is going on in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, self defense. It's a situation about guns. There's a lot of different things about that whole
stand
thing.
Your ground. All that
now,
bullshit.
If you look at it and see it as a racist thing,
right?
That's the way you look at the whole fucking thing. So if these guys, to me, if somebody's to walk around as George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, whether it was a black friend who was Trayvon Martin and a white guy that was George Zimmerman, two friends I thought would be funny,
right?
I think that'd be a good way to do it, because at least you and your friend are seeing this as a situation.
Yes.
And it's Halloween, so you're dressed up as something.
Yeah.
Right? Just because somebody walks around as vampire doesn't mean, you're all about the vampires. Right. You know what I mean?
You're evil.
You're a fucking vampire.
Right.
If you're George Zimmerman, you're George Zimmerman. If you're a KKK fucking member, you're a KKK member.
I wish his name was Rodriguez.
You know? What's the difference?
The difference is that it wouldn't have been a racial thing at all.
Like you just said. And the latest adult to face backlash on Twitter is a young woman who decided to dress up as a Boston bomb victim.
There it is.
Now, this to me has no face.
Why?
Because we don't know the people. We do, in a sense, if you go back to the story of who died and who got killed and who got dismembered.
Their legs blown off.
Right. These people. But
it was a little boy.
To me, that, you know, as I look at it, this is an incident. This is somebody saying, look, I'm a victim of the Boston bombing.
Right.
Boston Marathon bombing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, I didn't know Halloween was supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is a person expression of something that they're thinking of. Now, they could be doing it to make sure that we don't forget it.
Could be social commentary.
Think about it. We don't forget it.
Social commentary.
The fact that she's wearing it, we don't forget it. We're thinking of it again.
Right.
Right? Now
I'm going as Custer's last stand.
No, you're
year.
Going as Martina Navratilova.
I will.
And you're going to find a blonde chick that's going to be Chrissy Everett.
I have.
Next Halloween, you're going to be Chrissy and Martina.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think that is the fucking
what
costume.
Better is, what might be better is, oh yeah, I guess that's right. I was going to go, you're right.
I think, no, that's it,
I like
buddy.
It. I'm going to go with Martina.
Maybe you'll get on one of these stories. You know, hey, why can't they be more like this guy who went out as Martina Navratilova?
It's very funny.
Now here's one that you have to ask yourself.
I'm going to write a book, Tennis Without Balls.
Another costume decided by these two English women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in England, they call them beds. Hey.
A bed.
We're going to go find ourselves some beds.
A bed.
That's where the chick is.
A babe.
Anyway, outrage over burning Twin Towers Halloween costume by two teenagers in the UK.
They were dressed as the Twin Towers. Is that what you're telling
on
us?
Fire, with
on
people,
fire.
With like, shit falling out of it. They were the Twin Towers after the planes hit.
Those sons of bitches.
Right? I mean, it's one thing if you're the Twin Towers walking around in celebration of them.
Right.
But you're actually the Twin Towers after they had been hit.
I don't like that at all.
No. Every year, we hear about people who can choose to wear inappropriate costumes, as we've just been discussing.
Ugh, somebody sew their vaginas shut. Do you know
that? But it says here that two girls in the United Kingdom are causing the most outrage. They choose to dress up, if you can believe it, as the Twin Towers, burning completely with fiery explosions, accessories, and American flags. University
Bastards.
Of Chester students Amber Langford and Annie Colling, both 19 years old, wore the matching costumes, one labeled South Tower and the other wearing North Tower.
Bastards.
To a party at Rosie's Nightclub in Chester, Langford. Langford's father, Martin, is even a pilot.
Well, you know, the British don't have very good social skills because, if you recall, Prince Harry, a few years ago, went to a costume party as Hitler.
Yes. Well, he was an SA soldier.
Yes, he was
SS soldier.
SS, correct.
Soldier, SS guard. Yeah.
Soldier, correct. He went as in fucking Nazi garb, which took a lot of heat, man. I mean, a real lot of heat. But those British, they just anti-Semites anyway. You know,
But what, again, in the same thing, when I first heard that story, yeah, it's a costume. It's not a celebration of it. When you wear a costume, you're not celebrating it. But it. You're just being a character.
No, listen to me.
To me, it's a character.
No, it is a very insensitive thing to do.
How do you know that he's not dressing up? No. How do you know that he's not dressing up as an SS character that liked the Jews?
You Jewish?
Like, he was a guy. He was an SS guy that saved them. Like, he would say, I'll take these guys, and then he'd free them. How do you know he's not that guy?
There weren't any.
How do you know that? You don't know that. History. There's a bunch of art that was just found that the Nazis fucking confiscated.
What do you think this is?
That we didn't even know who the fuck had.
What is this, Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah.
You think this guy's in the... Is LeBeau gonna burst in?
Exactly.
Colonel. And that was a great show because now that made fun
of all stereotypes.
Of the Nazis. No, listen. They made fun of the Germans, how stupid they are that these guys were able to get away. Colonel Klink. Come on, Klink.
Colonel Klink? Anyway, here they are. They dressed up to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They went to a nightclub. The father says it was all, and if it wasn't enough, the club got awarded the best dressed costumes.
Assholes.
Winning the cash prize.
Let me ask you a question. Why do they have Halloween and Thanksgiving? Halloween in England. They have Halloween there?
Yes.
How come?
What do you mean, how come? It's not a national holiday here.
What is
Halloween goes back way before the United States, doesn't it?
I don't know. Look it up.
The pair, by Halloween? The way, released a statement saying, "We never meant to be offensive, but we apologize if any offense was caused."
Do you know what Halloween is?
The idea was to depict a modern-day horror that happened in our lifetime and was not intended as a joke.
They should have gone as my wedding album. my wedding video.
As you can imagine, families of the 9/11 victims were among those disgusted by the costumes.
Yeah. Disgusted is
Patricia
right.
Bingley, who's lost her 40-year-old son, Kevin Dennis, in the attack, said, "This is unbelievable. 9/11 happened in their lifetime. It's hard to understand where they've come to from this without thought of who has died." Well,
it's disrespectful, again, bro. It's a disrespectful thing.
People wear Jason masks. He killed a lot of people.
But it's fictional. Did he kill? Listen, but that's
why
ridiculous.
Does Halloween have to be fictional?
Listen, how about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Who's making the rules on the fucking beat Jeffrey Dahmer?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Then you're going to be Jeffrey Dahmer. If you could somehow come up with a costume that depicts that.
You could wear like Oscar Mayer shirt. My baloney.
Listen, it's hard enough to
first
find.
Name.
To me, it's hard enough to find costumes on fucking Halloween.
D-O-U-G-I-E.
Right? It's hard enough to find fucking costumes on Halloween. I don't bother. I think the last costume I was Caesar because it was so comfortable. You just wear like a fucking robe, you know, like a white, like a, I had like a purplish under long dress thing.
And you put croutons on?
And a fucking white sachet
and
thing
croutons
with the,
as well.
I don't know what that means.
Like Caesar salad.
Yeah, you know, that's hilarious.
I knew an epileptic who went as a Caesar salad.
Mm.
He had lettuce all over him. Can you believe that? My friend's an epileptic. He put lettuce
and
croutons all over himself.
Non-stop.
He went as a seizure.
He keeps swinging for the fences.
He had a seizure salad, I swear to God. That's funny shit, man. No?
I don't know about that. But at any rate.
It's very funny.
I mean, I could see both sides of this. I could see, you know, okay, like they said, it was a horror. You think, okay, what was horrible? What was a horrible thing that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go as the Twin Towers.
Let's go as JFK next year with half your head blown off. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
You can be Jackie Kennedy with the pillbox hat, blood all over your pink dress. I mean, that's disgusting. Who would do stuff like that?
Hey, by the way, you just mentioned that. We talked about that.
What?
In.
Talk about what? Jackie Kennedy.
About Florida being underwater.
Yeah.
Yahoo. Go to the Yahoo News.
Mm-hmm.
Says here, what would the world would look like if all the ice melted?
Ooh, wow. In your glass, you mean?
On the globe.
Oh.
And when you do that, guess what state disappears?
Florida.
Yep.
Of course.
If all
Arizona's
the ice,
not going anywhere.
Yeah, the whole central part, that's where you need to be, near that Rocky Mountain Ridge. If all the ice in the world melted, sea levels would rise some 216 feet. But what exactly would that look like? More specific, what such worst-case scenarios meant Earth's population?
Wow.
And
they said Manhattan would be pretty much, some parts of like, you know, Brooklyn, wherever.
Yeah, a lot of that part
like
would be
Sandy.
Basically, a good portion of the East Coast seaboard would be gone.
Yeah.
A good part of you at the peninsula, the Yucatan Peninsula, there wouldn't be any...
I need tequila.
That? Yeah, no, what's that?
Rum.
Cancun, you wouldn't be able to visit Cancun as you look at this map.
Oh, we're out of weed.
Yeah.
There goes all the good pot.
So,
that's trouble.
The Great Lakes area looks okay.
All those tunnels from Tijuana into the
Baja part of Mexico would be gone. It'd be a much thinner channel.
All those tunnels would be flooded.
Yeah.
They'll have to swim all over. You know what? That'll be trouble, bro. They can now swim over from Mexico into Texas. That's fucked.
Yeah. The National Geographic has created a fascinating visual representation of this thought experiment and provided an analysis of how each continent would be affected in such a catastrophic change.
It would be a catastrophe.
National Geographic, even scientists tracking the melting ice around the world say it would take some 5,000 years for all the world's ice to melt.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to build a raft right now.
Well, those guys that in Cenogenics, they ought to be making plans.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Oh, look at this. They show a lot of Europe.
Now, what about those people in those, they're frozen, the cryogenics. They're frozen.
They're going to come back and they're going to be underwater. Wow, what's interesting about it, Australia?
Yeah.
Australia, or is that, where is this? Yeah, Australia would lose like 60% of its landmass.
First of all, No one lives on. They only live on 12% of their landmass. So fucking what?
I know.
Well, a couple of kangaroos are going to drown. Big fucking deal. You know what? I could live in their pouch. If you could teach a kangaroo to swim, there's a perfect. You put an outboard motor, a little one, on their pouch.
Sure.
And then you're done. You can zip around. You know.
Well, that's an idea.
What? You like that idea with the pouch and the outboard motor in it?
Yes, it's the best idea you've come up with all day.
Thank you. That and waking up.
Yeah.
I decided to wake up today. God, I got so drunk last night, Doug.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
You were drinking the cheap. See, but at least you didn't complain. You were drinking the cheap, you know,
right, shit. I didn't complain about it. And I'll tell you something. Man, I woke up with a freaking headache today.
That's interesting.
But I really didn't eat a lot because I was giving away all the food to that lady who was complaining about not having any food.
Now, did she ever shut up, by the way, since we're still talking about her?
I put my finger in her ear and her husband got mad at me.
Really?
Yep. I said, you have something in your ear. I just finally couldn't stand listening to her. She said, I put my finger.
Let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't you just move away from her?
Because we were trying to semi-trip. Because we were in that. We had the perfect spot in the bar in the corner. The perfect spot. And she invaded. And we didn't want to give up our spot. That's why. I moved away from her. My friend, I said, Scott, let's walk around.
You didn't. You wanted to sit there and linger in there.
I didn't, dude. I walked away. And then some hot chick came over. So we were talking.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know when you're really old, when some chick calls you sir?
Yeah, I've been getting that a lot lately. I'm not happy with that.
Wow. I tell you, you got to dye that goatee or get rid of it, man. You look so young when you don't have that facial hair. Doesn't your wife tell you that,
listen,
too?
Listen, I got both things now. People tell me.
Answer me.
They tell
does
me.
Your wife tell you how young you look when you have and you don't have all that shit?
No.
Yes, she does. She tells a lot of secrets when she's cutting my hair.
Yeah, I bet.
Huh?
Yeah, I bet. I know my wife so well that I know how much she would probably divulge to you.
Listen, she knows that I'm the guy that'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, right. When you sleep?
Right. It'll be on Facebook tonight by 7:30.
By the way, we've been talking a little bit about the story about the Google barges.
I haven't been. Oh, God, what happened with
there's
that?
One on the San Francisco Bay, and there's also one in the Bay in Maine.
Oh, they found another one?
There was two of them. They found this. There's two of them.
Now there's Maine.
On each side. The mystery of why Google has moored two barges off the U.S. coast appears to have been solved.
Uh-oh.
The search giant has issued a statement saying it intends to use the structures as learning spaces for people to find out about new tech.
New tech?
The announcement follows feverish media speculation over the past fortnight about the company's plans.
Hold on. Do you know what a fortnight is?
I don't know.
It's 2 weeks.
Day and a half, is it?
2 weeks. Why are they using a British fucking term in the middle of a story? Where did the story appear?
This was, well, yes.
It a is British term, a fortnight.
It's in BBC News.
Dude, okay, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you said a fortnight.
See, there you go. Americans are paying attention.
See, you didn't think I was listening.
I know you're listening sometimes.
Aren't I smart about that fortnight?
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. That shows some sort of intelligence, which is good to see.
Thank you.
Announcement, fellows.
See, now your listeners learned something today. Yeah, did you write that down, listeners? A fortnight is 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Like several is usually what? Six to seven?
No. Several days?
A couple is 2 to 3. Or is two.
A couple?
Right. You say a few is 4 to 5.
You think so?
Several is 6 to 7.
Is that how that goes? I didn't know that.
Well, see, you just learned something else.
See, I did.
I didn't know what a fortnight was. That's see, we're exchanging
several
knowledge on the Wake Up Late with
Doug. I remember
show.
That.
So the announcement follows feverish media speculation over the past fortnight about the company's plans. One popular theory had been that the vessels would be used as floating wave-powered data centers.
Wow.
And then people started getting pissed, like that can affect the water temperature. And government inspectors had signed confidentiality agreements about the four-story building in San Francisco and another similar structure off the off Portland, Maine.
Hold on. Now, who's more powerful at this point, Google or the government? It sounds like Google, right? They don't have all the secrets, bro. That's why they have they're in everyone's computer. They
now, are, again, I'm still, since we just looked at that map of the United States or Florida underwater.
Yeah.
And we, Warren Durso's got me all spooked that a meteorite or asteroid is going to hit this country, is going to hit the Earth sometime in the next few weeks.
I only,
and the government's saying it's
in the next fortnight or so.
In the next fortnight.
Listen, I hope so. I need a little excitement in my life.
Google barge, a floating data center, a wild party boat, a barge housing the last remaining dinosaur. Sadly, none of the above. Although it's still early days and things may change.
Maybe it's Michael
But you know
Jackson.
What? Maybe they're getting so much pressure about this shit because, again, you want to store the data somewhere that if a big aquatic event occurs,
yeah,
right, that can cover all land masses.
If
you're
swamp.
On a barge, it'll float.
No, it won't. If there, what if there's a tidal wave? What if?
No, if you're in the middle of the ocean about? And a tidal wave comes, it just bumps. A tidal wave in the middle of the ocean.
They're not in the middle of the ocean. They're
I know, that's why
Maine.
Once they're ready, they're going to put the shit out to sea.
They have to put it out to sea. Mm. I'd like a job out there.
Well, that's when we should be concerned. The Google barges have now been moved out to sea. Head to high ground.
See, that's, you know.
Head to high ground. That's your fucking
something sign.
They
know something. They have Google Maps.
That's right.
They see it coming.
They see everything, these fucks. You know, the first time I got nervous about Google is when they said they wanted to take all the books.
Mm-hmm.
Every book written and put it on the internet. In other words, they wanted to take every book and take that information and just put it in Google.
Now, what's so bad about that? Then you could read. You could go to Google and read of Mice and Men or Moby Dick or something.
But if then it takes away the purpose of having the books themselves.
Let me ask you a question.
Stop asking questions.
Kindle. What does Kindle do? Same thing.
All right. So stay on your little idea there.
Go ahead.
So if you get rid of the books.
Yeah.
Right, because they're all on electronic form.
Paper.
They're
save
not
the
on
trees.
Paper.
You save the trees.
Whatever. I understand. This is the shit they sold you. But now that Google's been able to take all these books and get them in digital format,
right.
No longer have the importance of actually having the book anymore. Eventually, the books become gone. They get destroyed. Power is no longer. What happens if you don't have electricity? You can't turn your fucking Kindle on. You can't turn your computer on. You can't turn anything on.
You can't turn your light on to read either. You can't turn your light on to read a book either, can you?
That's right.
Stupid.
And guess who controls the power?
Who? FPL.
The Illuminati.
FPL.
They control the power source. If they control the power source, they control everything. Not only daylight, this and that, but they control you reading. They control information you get.
Yeah.
Because you need their power.
What about magazines?
Everything.
What's going to have to Playboy?
When's the last time you looked at a fucking Playboy? By the way, well, we did some spring cleaning, even though it's not spring. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is.
Daylight savings.
Yeah, it's fall, right? Yeah. So
winter now.
We're almost at winter.
So what happened?
So we did some cleaning, and we came across a shoebox in my closet because we're doing the work. Now the shoebox.
Let's smoke it.
I wish. The shoebox was full of old porn.
No.
Like CDs, DVDs, you know what
I
mean?
The ones that you used to film?
No, the ones that I used to watch.
I saw you in Shaving Ryan's Privates. Wasn't that you?
That's
the war flick?
Keep trying.
Shaving
Ryan's. So at any rate,
yeah.
So I looked at the box.
Yeah.
And you know, you have that moment where you're like, do I, you know, I had the
It was very hard to get the top off it, by the way. It was hard to open it.
I had an award-winning TV set, the New Wave Hookers. Now, if you've never seen this DVD of porn of the New Wave Hookers, it's a very entertaining. It's a very entertaining piece of artwork.
I'm gonna have to borrow some of this.
Well, it's gone. I threw it out. As a matter of fact, if you like, that's the thing. I threw it out.
Tell me.
The wife looked at me. She goes, "Oh, you want to keep this?" And you know, of course, I could have gotten in trouble. Go, well, yeah, no. I said, no, get rid of it. I don't need it. And why did I say that, Peter Leonard?
Because you have new stuff.
Because I got an iPad. I get on fucking RedTube and YouPorn. What the hell do I need to worry about?
You got to be a member now. You can't. You can't see that stuff.
Then. Yeah, you can. Go to RedTube right now.
I can't see it.
Well, you don't have a computer.
Tried the other night.
Yeah. Well, they banned you.
They did. They might have.
They banned you. So that guy's gone here.
I'd
too
like to
fucking
see how
much.
I've aged. I want to see how I've aged. Somebody's videos.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's now. What happens if there's no more power? Well, I guess I couldn't see it on the DVD anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have a play. When's the last time you looked at a dirty magazine?
long time ago. You know what's funny, man? I used to use this line all the time. I said a long time.
I mean, really?
Who
the hell?
Who the hell buys
a dirty magazine anymore?
Guys who don't have a computer.
you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Who the fuck buys it? You know, Playboy should have been out of business. Yeah. You know, by now.
It's an institution.
Do people really read the fucking articles in Playboy?
No. No. They don't. But I'll tell you something about porno. I used to. This is really funny. Whenever I meet people, I don't care where it is. This is like years ago. If some chick said to me, God, you look familiar. Have we met? I said, do you watch porn?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'd say. Do you watch porn? And the fucking expression on people's faces, because you kind of whisper it. You go, do you watch porn? And they freak the fuck out. It's so funny.
Right.
They say, you look familiar. Oh, you recognize me with my clothes on. That's amazing.
Well, I was telling that joke for a little while there.
Which one?
Yeah, you know, I was walking down the beach and some lady thought she recognized me. She goes, I know you. You're in those movies. I go, no, I'm actually a comedian. She goes, no, no, no. You're that guy, Ron Jeremy. See, I can laugh about that because I'm comfortable with myself. See, I don't get all pissed off.
Well, you know what? Put your pants back on.
No. That was the other thing. I said, well, it'd be nice if it was a nude beach.
Yeah. Oh, right, exactly.
And it'd be a compliment. But when you tell me I look like the ugliest guy in fucking porn.
With the biggest crank. No? Did he have a huge slung or what, Ron Jeremy? Is he known for that? Or just his comedic value?
He's got a pretty big dick. I mean, you know, when you think about it. But he's really hairy.
Yeah.
You know, one of these. Yeah, actually, the truth of the matter is, if you ever look at a picture of my brother Dennis, who had passed away, he looked a lot more like him.
Really?
Yeah, you know. And that brother, Mr. Ron Jeremy.
I'm sorry.
That's all we have time for here on the Wake and Play with Dougie Show.
Are you kidding
me? Well, at least for this segment. We're going to come back. Frank Del Pizzo is going to join us on the line.
He's coming over.
Yeah, he's going to through Skype.
I hear him
knocking.
Miracle
World of Skype.
That's he's right. here now.
For Let's Be Frank. And Frank and I are going to talk about character decisions we make, things like that.
Wow.
You know, how do you, you know, be owning up to shit? You know, like this mayor, this guy Ford, this mayor in Toronto.
By the way, congratulations to the new mayor of New York, a Democrat. You see the new mayor in New York?
Yes.
Got a Jewish guy, a black wife. You got to see this family. This is, talk about liberals in New York, boy. After 16 years of Republican rule. Wow. They got the
it's
UN.
It's been a long time for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
yep.
Well, congratulations and to Chris Christie for winning the governor race in Jersey. I think.
Well, they did.
I think Chris Christie will be the next Republican.
Candidate
member for president in 2016. I think he'll be the guy.
I think he's. It might be too close.
Well, you know what? Marco Rubio. Remember that clown when he tried to talk after the president's inaugural speech grabbed the water?
Yeah.
That guy couldn't wait to grab the water?
No. Listen,
I mean, hold on a second. I mean, crazy. That was the stupidest
thing. Do you know what
thing.
He had for lunch?
No. A pork sandwich?
Yeah, he had listen, look at this. Rubio, come on. It was hot. Whatever it was, it was spicy. Believe it.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining me today.
So long, everyone.
And of course, don't forget to stick around. We're going to have Frank's Let's Be Frank with Frank Del Pizzo.
Yeah.
That's right. And we'll be back with that and more right after this.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And it's time for Let's Be Frank with Frank Del Pizzo. Now, here's Dougie Almeida and Frank Del Pizzo. And let's be frank.
Sometimes that's it gets more cheesier as well.
I don't really care for the expression cheesy. I care for it as, I don't know, maybe cheesy is the only way to explain
creative.
It.
Creative.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. It's Frank Del Pizzo, everybody.
Good morning.
That's right. And here we are on Thursday.
And, yes, we are.
And as everybody knows, that's when we do our Let's Be Frank segment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those of you new to the show, basically the idea of Let's Be Frank is, you know, Frank being a long-time comedian now for many years and been out there on the road and experienced all kinds of people, like me, it's almost like a curmudgeon type situation, but not really. Like, there's so much to talk about when it comes to humans and how we act. You know what I mean? And I just find it amazing that sometimes that's where we laugh. Because when I write comedy, sometimes That's the stuff that's funny, when we all can look at the stupid things we do. You know,
or the things that we say.
Right. Or the things we say.
Like you posted the other day on Facebook a picture of you when you were doing your professional kickboxing.
Right.
And everyone was like, ooh, you look mean. You look tough. First thing I write is sissy. But the beautiful part about it is anyone that knows you, you're so comfortable within yourself. You laughed at it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it's sissy.
Now some people, you're right, some people can't take that. Like, and what I found is a lot of people, the ones that can't handle it when you say something, like let's say you push their button a little bit, or you know, you bust some balls a little bit, as we'd say, they're the ones that, the ones who bust a lot of balls, when you try to do it to them, like, oh, hey, oh, you know, they yeah, you know
they
what I'm saying?
Handle.
They can't handle it. And I'll share this story with you. I recently reached out to a booker. And who I thought, you know, I wouldn't say we're friends, like we share Christmas cards or anything, but you know, we've met. Yeah, we're chum. Hey, what's up? Nice. How you doing? But I mean, this person has a reputation of being a bit of an asshole in a sense. So you know, that's always going to come. But the shoe is under the foot. I was trying to help this person get a gig, and the owner of the club had a concern. And they voiced that concern with me. And I'm like, look, this guy's a professional. He's funny as hell. You know, went to bat for the guy. But the guy, right. Basically the person had their concern. And I'm like, all right, well, then I told the person, hey, this is what the person's concerned with. And they got mad at me. They're like, oh,
right.
I'm like, what am I supposed to make up shit? What am I supposed to not tell you? You know, and then I'm talking back and forth on email the other day. And it's like, you know, sarcastic shit back and forth. I'm like, you know what? I can't wait to the fucking day where I'm in a position, in a much better position, where I can actually look at this person and go, you know, you're a fucking asshole. You know, there's a lot of people that want to say that to you, but you're just a fucking asshole. You know, maybe you haven't made it to that next step in life because you're an asshole. You know?
I know.
Just accept it.
You know, the thing is, you said it a while back when you to know God is when you know yourself. Like if you, there's things that I've heard over the past year and a half. You spot it, you got it.
Right.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
And so if someone sees other things, they point at someone, they go, hey, that guy does this. Hey, this guy does that. He does this. He's this. He's that. He's that. Odds are you realize that because that's what you possess. Okay. So when someone can't handle a shot, okay, It's a sign that they know it already, and they don't want to admit it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Or they're very upset. I mean, they're very upset that it's that obvious.
Well, nobody owns anything anymore. No one ever says. No one ever steps up. You said that earlier. No one ever steps up and goes, "Yeah, I did it. I said that. I did that."
Right.
Okay. Or yeah, this is what really happened. And you said this is why. And instead of him going, "Well, geez, maybe I should work on that." He took it to you, you know?
Yeah.
He took it to you. It's your fault. You know, no, it's not my fault. And I've had situations like that. I have a situation very similar where someone I know who's gotten me a lot of work over the years, and I too had gotten him into where he is now. Okay, he doesn't know that, but I was drilled for questions about this guy, performance-wise, this and that. And, you know, I told him straight up because at the time it was my big job. And the guy says to me, you have any issues with this person? And I said, well, I said, he can tend to pitch it back. You know what I'm saying? He'll drink. So I said, so depending on how many shows you got to keep an eye on him like that. So they were like, oh, okay, thanks for the tip. I said, other than that, probably one of the funniest comics on the road right now. I don't know many guys that are going to want to follow him. So they were like, okay, the guy still works for this company. So this issue happened with someone else that I was working for a few weeks ago. They said, well, how are you going up there? What did you do? And I mentioned this, and I said, well, you should contact him, see if he's got work. Well, I contact the booker, and the booker says, there's no way. I don't want that person knowing where I am or who I am or what's going on.
Really?
So now I'm in a situation now where I got to go back to this person, and I have to not hurt the person, but I have to be very upfront with them. I basically told him he's not taking anybody new on. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I didn't feel good about doing it, but I know that that's gonna be detrimental between my relationship with that guy now. You know what I'm saying? But because I said, you know what, here's the way it is. But I don't want to say that. You never want to hurt somebody.
Well, that's what somebody told me in my instance. Like, they should say, well, you know, you should have made up something. And I'm like, really? I mean, and I guess maybe it's because if I'm a straight shooter, like you and I talked about the club over there in Laughing. You know, I haven't been there in a year. So I was like, you know, you went to basically maybe brought me up to the guy. And for all I know, the guy could have said, oh, that guy's, I don't want that guy ever back, you know? And mm-hmm. somebody may say, well, I don't know if I want to tell Dougie that, but I'll say, I don't know. Maybe you want to hold off from calling him for a while. You know, somebody that's a nicer way. I can understand why somebody would say that because they don't want to really say what happened because then they're going to be. But I'm the kind of guy that I'd want to say, no, I'd rather know that. I'd rather say that the guy said that he wasn't happy and it wasn't going to have me back. You know, of course, I'd be like, what the fuck's his problem? But at the same time, I know because I'm a much better guy when I know the truth. Because I'll cope with it, yeah. I'll deal with it, and it's over. You know? But I guess there's
In this business, there's so many things. Ego, and there's also a lot of feelings, okay? We are very vulnerable people because we put ourselves out on that stage, okay? We talk about our life, we talk about our family, we talk about our kids, we talk about our dog, we talk about whatever's going on in our life at that time, okay? So to get on stage and do that, and then someone stabs it, it's like they cut us, okay? So we bleed, okay? That part of us bleeds. But to when you get to a point where, like, you went to bat for this guy, and then the guy, you know what the issue is, and instead of this person taking because you're friends with him, okay, if you said to me, I said, Dougie, why? What's the issue? Like, you and I worked together. I thought I had a good set. What was it? And you told me, well, he was talking to me afterwards. He thought you were a little dirty, or he thought you cursed too much, and he's kind of afraid of putting you back in, or you know, if you told me something constructive, okay, right. I can build on that. I'm going to go, oh, okay, all right, well, yeah, I was a little bit hostile that night. I was mad because this guy did this, and I know me well enough to know when it's my fault. And I never walk off the stage going, oh, that sucked. Because I'll tell you what, I learned that a long time ago. The comics that walk off the stage say the crowd sucked. The crowd sucks a lot for them.
Right.
Okay? They really do. And I got news for you. The crowd doesn't suck all the time, especially when the opener and the headliner killed. Okay?
Well, there's no excuse there. I mean, if the opener, if two out of the three performers do really well and one doesn't,
right.
I would guess it's right. The individual.
If all three of them don't do any good, or the show slowly plateaus to a bare minimum, okay, then you got a little bit to blame on the crowd. But just because the room isn't exploding doesn't mean the crowd's hating you.
Right.
It just means they could be very... My father, when he first started coming to watch me do comedy, he never laughed. He was a TV watcher. He would just kind of shake his head and laugh, a good giggle, okay? Right. But that the more and more he got to live comedy, where he heard people laughing out loud, he belly laughs, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to comedy. Because he got a taste of what it was. I get sick of people just backing out going, oh, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do nothing. I don't know what's going on there. Hey, you know what? I went up to Zany's in Vernon Hills years ago. And I worked Mount Prospect, downtown, and then Vernon Hills. Vernon Hills was my last club. There's only been one club in the country that I've walked off the stage after a week, and the owner says, hey, thanks, great week. I said, I'm glad you enjoyed it, I said, but as a comic, I have to be honest with myself. I really didn't mesh too well with this room. And he was like, well, he goes, I thought you did okay. I said, yeah, I like to do better than that, though.
Sure.
I said, you know, that's what I said to him. And I'm very honest with him. I never worked back for that guy. I never worked for him again. But that was one of the brothers. That was one brother. Two brothers owned the club. But the two other rooms I've worked again, the downtown, and I've worked the other room in Chicago. And I walked off knowing that if I went back there, I really got a lot of homework to do to be able to make these crowds do something that,
right,
you know,
right.
Like to kill or to, you know, to bring it like I did in the other towns. But it just wasn't my room. It was very, very white collar. It was a very, very high ceiling. Acoustically, I have an issue that if I can't hear myself properly, it throws my timing off. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So I was very honest with myself. And I went home that week, and I kind of wished that that was the first club. Because the first two clubs, I had great shows. And then the last one, I was like, I'm just not bringing it. I'm not making these people happy.
Right.
And I tried and tried, and I shifted gears, and I slowed down my pace, and I took curse words out. I added curse words. I did everything I possibly could to make me have a good time, and I could not get it. I couldn't get mine. The club owner said I did fine, but you know what? The check cleared, and I was honest with him, and I don't work for him. You know, I don't work up there anymore. But he has another club in Nashville, and I would love to work that club. I know I would do well there because a lot of those people used to come out to the ships when I was out there. But the thing is that I owned it. You know, Dr. Phil always said, you got to own that. You got to own it. You know, you did it, you own it.
Now, look here. You have got to own this.
You have got to own this. Exactly. How many times have you gotten – did you ever have a fight in your pro, when you were fighting pro, okay, that you walked off going – the guy didn't fight fair, okay, or no, because you knew. I mean, yeah, you get hit with a cheap shot every now and then. It's just like a heckler that won't shut up,
right?
But you don't walk off blaming that person.
Well, that's a sport that you never. I mean, the only thing that ever happened to me in one of my fights, when you tap gloves before the fight, you know, right. Tap gloves, go back to your corner. The guy threw a hook into my rib. He had known that I had a bruised rib from training. The week or so before the match, I was sparring, and some guy kneed me in the rib. So I had, like, a bruised rib. So the guy tried to, like, mess with me by hitting me in that rib. Right in the first round, I actually have this on tape. I just got to put this on YouTube. In the first round, the guy is a Taekwondo fighter, so he threw a high kick, and I caught his leg. And then I grabbed his other leg. I had him in my arms like a baby. And instead of just letting him go, I slammed his ass down on the canvas like a wrestler. And the guy was like 6'1", 240. So everybody was like, whoa! Right at that moment, the crowd went nuts. They were cheering me on the rest of the fight because they knew he'll... You know.
Did you pound him?
Oh, yeah. It was three rounds, unanimous decision. Beat the hell out of him pretty much. Yeah, but in that fight, I'll tell you, like in reality, though, I remember I kind of lost it. And again, this guy outweighed me by about, I don't know, 40 pounds. 50 pounds. Right. So by halfway through the third round, I was out. I had my gas. I was just really just trying to keep my hands up and counter and just try to keep, you know, not get knocked out because I knew I had the fight. I won, clearly run the first three rounds. Plus, he got a point deducted for what he did in the beginning. So I knew as long as I wasn't getting knocked out, I was going to win the fight. And I just remember, walking back to the dressing room. I looked down at my foot and my toe, my big toe on my right foot. I guess I'd kicked him in my nail. My toenail had come through the bottom part of my toe. You know what I mean? The nail was like, you know, cut like a big hole in the bottom part of my toe. I'm like, oh, that, I don't even feel it. I'm so damn tired. I don't even feel that. And my pinky toe looked like a sausage link. It was broken, you know. And I remember sitting there. I'm so exhausted. I don't even care. I'm like, I'm just so tired. But I used to say to myself, I was like, you know, if I could just get in better shape even now, you know, if I can get better conditioning, I could have breezed through this round and probably knocked the guy out in the third round instead of surviving because I had him. I had him on the ropes. So you're always going to be a good judge of yourself, and I do that a lot when I'm on stage. Like you said, if the place just ain't erupting, you know what I mean? You always feel like, what is it? You know, but I've never, I mean, like you said, the only time I've ever blamed the crowd when it was the crowd. I mean, like you said, if everybody's just going up there and there's just nothing coming from the crowd, you're like, wow, this is a weird crowd. You know, it's just like one of these things. Yeah. And for the most part, if you're doing comedy long enough, you could recognize that. You know, they're not very vocal. Yeah. Or like you said, they're just not that kind of a crowd that's going to laugh their asses off in a sense, you know? So, but yeah, you got to own up. And this is my demand of everybody out there, our listeners. You know, don't be so upset because our society is so worried about being judged. They're so worried about being labeled a failure or not a success or that they just can't accept that every day is different, you know? There's an existentialistic theme, you know, Nietzsche talks about. Your essence doesn't precede your existence. You know, if you're like a criminal, you just get out of jail. If you've been in jail from the age of 18 to 28, let's say, or 38, and you get out of jail, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a criminal. There's a new page to write. And people, and that's the psyche. Somebody will get out of jail if they always think of themselves as a criminal. Guess what? They're a criminal. They're never going to find that who they really could be. Right, because they're always living in that moment. And too many of us do that. Too many of us sit there and go, oh, you know, like as a heavy kid, you know, I'm fat now. But when I was in shape, I always saw myself as heavy. Even when I was in great shape, you know, because I always see that person when it comes to that. Now I look in the mirror and I see, yeah, I see a fat guy. But, you know, well, somewhat chubby, but, you know, fat is still but the same thing.
I lost you.
No, yeah. But anyway, my point is that
every day that goes by,
we have the ability to write a new page. And if someone comes up to you and says, hey, you know what? You really sucked the other night. You know, nothing better than saying, yeah, I did. Isn't that terrible? And that's it. It ends there. Yeah. But if you say, no, what are you talking about? It was the crowd or what are you, then guess what? Now you're not a funny comic. Now you're an asshole. So now there's two things. You know what I mean?
It's very true. It's a lot of people, you know, I've had shows where I walked off and you know, I've done things that made it mine. I made the mistake. I went to this person and I turned the crowd up and turned them off and I got heckled and it was a rough crowd, but I brought it around in the end. And then you walk off and you go, okay, lesson learned, chalk that up, never do this. Like, I mean, I've done shows where you walk in and there's some guy wearing a big funky hat and he's got like a court jester hat on and the whole thing. You know what I do? I stay far away from that guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he's going to help. And I don't need him to help. I got this. Okay? Right. You know, if I need help, I'll find someone else that doesn't want to help. And those are the better people. But like you're talking about with the Dolphins, what's going on there? I mean, really? You know?
I mean, this is
the guy own up to it? I mean, you know.
Well, here's the interesting. I think this is a really interesting story to me because on one hand, you have professional football athletes that, you know, there's all kinds of trash talking. And, you know, I played in collegiate, you know, sports. I've been an athlete all my life. And there's not even guys on your team will sometimes say, hey, what, you know, they'll get up to you and say, get your shit going, you know, to. And sometimes, you know, again, the weak-minded person would be like, oh, don't pick on me. But the strong-minded person would be like, yeah, you're right, man. You know what I mean? They won't take it personally. Because the only time you take things personally if you really believe it yourself.
Right.
People take – I used to have that a situation with my stepdaughter when she was growing up. Again, as a step-parent, you're like, you can only do so much. So I'd be like, okay, do this. And every time I try to give advice, it would be like, you just think I'm stupid. And my response was always, well, listen, if I thought you were stupid, I wouldn't bother giving you advice. You know, I don't give advice to stupid people. That makes me stupid. You know,
that's very true.
I give advice.
Arguing with a fool.
Yeah, I give advice to people who I think are smart enough to take that advice or at least listen to it and do whatever they want with it. You know, so I used to say that. And it was great. You know, it was like a profound moment when she was older. She says, you know, I remember you used to say that to me all the time. You know, you should always say to me that, you know, hey, if I thought you're stupid, I wouldn't be giving you this advice. You know, and again, of course, you can't expect a 14-year-old, 13-year-old to become very adult and go, you know what, you're right. They're gonna fight you on it. You know, it's like in comedy. Sometimes people ask me like amateur comics or new comics will come out and say, hey, what'd you think of my set? You know, sometimes you're like, hey, it was great. Keep it up. You know, that to me is a great thing because then you don't want to bother. You know, but sometimes you'd be like, hey, man, well, you know, you got to stop looking down all the time. You just tell them, hey, these are the things I would tell you need to work on because you would hope that's what worked. Because that's what worked with me when I didn't, you know, I got better advice from people when they told me what I didn't do. You know, the fat doctor is a comedian a long time. He says, yeah, you're funny, but you got a lot to work on. And I was like, oh. And yeah, of course, that night I went home all upset, but rightfully so. You know, I didn't go home with glee in my eye expecting that I'm going to start featuring. I understood I had a lot to do. I had a lot to learn. And
boy, it's work, man.
And I think that's the case. We all have a lot to learn, no matter what the hell it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, here it is. Today's my wife's birthday. And I feel inadequate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I feel inadequate because I didn't really come through with some major gift or something. Yeah. So I sit there and go, well, I can make excuses. I've been busy and this and that. But, you know, in fact, she doesn't want to wear jewelry right now. I mean, there's got to be some. I could have come up with some sort of major gift. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, a few days ago, I realized that I came up with something where it really didn't cost money, but it's something she really wanted. So I haven't given it to her yet, so I don't want her to listen and say what it is. But I actually, you know, I'm gonna give her a gift that's gonna show her that I'm thinking, and I think for most part, that's what women want. Women just want to know we listen to what they're saying, you know.
What?
Huh? I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
Were you saying something, Doug?
Were you just talking? I just heard a bunch of mumbling.
I heard something about what?
Yeah. But
I'm always in trouble for that. But anyway.
but you're right, and but that's the thing, and I think that's our lesson of the day is don't feel bad if you mess up. Don't feel bad if something doesn't go right. You know.
Now, if you could take away from this situation a positive thing, like, okay, I learned I'm not going to do that again. And I've always said this, and I've said this before. If you want to learn how to play golf good, you watch a bad golf swing. And that teaches you everything you're not supposed to do.
You just explained my upbringing with my older brothers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you want to learn what not to do. You know, I didn't learn anything from my brothers other than what not to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's a great point, you know?
Yeah, it's big. Like, you look at the comic that takes the audience apart and he gets mad because his first two jokes don't score. Well, guess what? The rest of this stuff could be brilliant. They're not going to laugh at it at all. Okay? True. If you tell an audience they're wonderful, guess what? They're going to be even better because they go, wow, he thinks we're great. Because right. Just like us, they want to be good too. Okay? You know, and I've told audiences at the end of a set, hey, you guys were great, but we want you to come back, but not as a group. You know what I'm saying? We want you to blend in with other people that have personalities. So, but that's about it, man. I wish your wife has a great birthday.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to head out to the Miami Heat game tonight. They're going to play the LA Clippers, which is a very hot game. So that should be a great game.
Oh, cool.
And, are you going to be anywhere this weekend?
I am. I'm working in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to be up in Roswell, up at the Bonkers at the Andretti Karting. Oh,
very fun
place.
Room. Very fun room.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a great room. Very fun room. And have fun out there. And we got to get the Wise Guy tour together. Matter of fact, I want to reach out to the Punchline in Atlanta as well as Laughing Skull.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a great room to hit. But Friday night, Michael Panzeca and I are going to be at the Oak Leaf Comedy Corner. In Orange City, Orange, whatever it's called up there in the Jacksonville area. And don't forget, next week, guys, I'm going to be at the Cleveland Comedy Festival over in...
enjoy that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And so watching, I'm going to be having some special Wake Up Late with Dougie Show episodes next week, hopefully from the hotel room with some other participants from the show. But if we don't, just enjoy the replays. Thanks again to my good friend Frank Del Pizzo for joining us here on Let's Be Frank segment.
Thank you.
And this is the end of another Wake Up Late with Dougie. You're welcome. And this is the end of a Wake Up Late with Dougie Show segment. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow with Lenny Travis and, of course, the Unusual News with Jeffrey Gurian. And that's all we have time for today. Follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You guys take care. We'll see you right here at the same spot tomorrow.